Two former executives of Tyco International pleaded not guilty to charges they stole more than $170 million from the company today. A third Tyco official was indicted for falsifying company records. Prosecutors say Tyco's former CEO, Dennis Kozlowski, and his chief financial officer used the company as their personal piggy bank, taking out huge undisclosed loans to buy real estate, artwork, and jewelry, and then arranging to have their debts forgiven. Kozlowski is already facing tax evasion charges. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
Prosecutors said that over a seven-year period, Kozlowski and former chief financial officer Mark Swartz essentially looted Tyco's treasury on behalf of themselves, their friends, and associates, and they concealed what they were doing from shareholders and from most board members. Stephen Cutler is director of enforcement for the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission.
This is yet another case of corporate executives abusing their positions of trust and putting themselves and their checkbooks above the interests of their fiduciaries, the company's shareholders.
According to the indictment released by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, Tyco had a special fund that was used to loan money to executives to pay taxes when they cashed out their stock options. But Kozlowski and Swartz borrowed from the fund and then arranged to have their debts forgiven. They also borrowed from a second fund meant to pay employee relocation expenses. Kozlowski used the money to buy homes in New Hampshire, New York, and Connecticut, and on Nantucket Island in Massachusetts. Ex-corporate counsel Mark Belnick, who was indicted today for falsifying records, allegedly used the fund to buy a $10 million home in the ski resort of Park City, Utah, even though he already had a home there and even though Tyco had no presence in the area. Finally, Cutler says the men received lavish bonuses and perks, such as rent-free New York City apartments and a $1 million birthday party for Kozlowski's wife that were often not disclosed to shareholders.
In short, Kozlowski, Swartz, and Belnick treated Tyco as if it were theirs alone, taking out millions of dollars without ever telling investors. Tyco's shareholders, quite simply, deserved better than to be betrayed by their management.
Prosecutors say the men were able to get away with this because of the powerful role Kozlowski had attained at the Bermuda-based conglomerate. He'd arranged for the company's internal auditors to report to him directly, not the board, and his assistant was able to authorize expenditures with just a signature. Data for SEC filings were prepared not by the legal department, as is customary, but by the finance department, which was headed by Swartz. Manhattan District Attorney Robert Morgenthau says all this allowed the men to bypass board rules about executive compensation.
What's additionally extremely troublesome is that there was no whistleblower in this case. The board of directors either did not know or did not take any action. Auditors, lawyers, you look to a system of checks and balances in corporate governance, and there were none here.
Tyco's board seemed to acknowledge its lax oversight today, announcing that all but two of its 12 members would step down next year to clear the way for new management. Tyco also sued Kozlowski, seeking the return of any money he made illegally. Meanwhile, the Manhattan DA's office moved to freeze $600 million in assets owned by Kozlowski and Swartz. The men were arraigned today and released on bail. Kozlowski's lawyer told reporters his client was a recognized business leader who believed the charges against him were unfounded and unfair. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.